Exclusive, Peter Schweizer, Chinese strategy is defeat U.S. without firing a shot. By Hannah Blow Knudsen on March 2, 2024. The Chinese are engaging in what has been described as disintegration warfare. Essentially engaging in war with the United States but through means such as social chaos and division. Peter Schweizer, author of Blood Money, Why the Powerful Turn a Blind Eye While China Kills Americans, said during an appearance on Breitbart News Saturday. This strategy is, why have a kinetic war where we kill Americans, they kill us? We get damaged. Why not simply try to defeat them in war without actually appearing that we are at war? And what that means is, they are going to, and they are, developing and using strategies that are designed to divide Americans, to encourage social chaos, to turn America against America, Schweizer said, explaining that social chaos in the United States is magnified by China. Schweizer explained that there is a facility in China where they have thousands of military officers, and each one has thousands of social media accounts in the West, and they're posing as Americans. And basically half of these social media accounts say America is a racist society and the other half say I only like white people, and it's designed to magnify, he said. The strategy as they say it is, let's defeat the United States without actually having to fire a shot. And that's essentially what their strategy is, the Blood Money author continued. And they've been doing it over the last decade, and it manifests itself in all kinds of ways. He continued, explaining in great detail how the Chinese are also intricately involved in poisoning Americans via the fentanyl pipeline and using social media platforms to sow even more discord in the United States. Schweizer explained that they attempted to take out ads for Blood Money on TikTok, owned by the Chinese Communist Party, CCP, and they refused. It's clear to me the reason they did not want these ads run is because the ads focused on the fact that TikTok is directly linked to the CCP. And as we point out in the book, they are explicitly using it to undermine social cohesion in the United States and as a propaganda tool against young people. And they're very explicit about how they do that, Schweizer said. We got access to Chinese military journals and publications. One military official calls TikTok the Trojan horse that they are using against the West. And there were specific examples of how they use emotion and they use other tools to subconsciously message to America's young people and to get them to reject the values that they were raised with. The seven-time New York Times best-selling author continued. Listen. Breitbart Middle. Peter Schweizer, March 2, 2024. They're very, very explicit about it. They're very direct about it. These are not my words. This is not my assessment. This is actually what the Chinese military and the Ministry of Propaganda say and talk about with regards to TikTok. And that's what I think makes it so stunning and explicit. He said, explaining that American leaders are refusing to discuss it because there's so many big investors who have money in ByteDance, the parent company of TikTok, so you have investors at the Carlyle Group that are very close to Joe Biden, who have a big stake in this company. They could stand to lose billions of dollars if this app was banned. So of course, Joe Biden reversed Donald Trump's decision to force a sale of TikTok. On the Republican side, you have organizations like Club for Growth. One of their biggest donors, Jeff Yass, owns 17% of ByteDance. And he is pushing the Club for Growth and others to say, no, we don't want a ban on TikTok. That's the position of the Club for Growth now. So it's a pressure problem on both sides of the aisle. But the evidence is clear of what TikTok does. They say it in their own words, and our political leaders don't want to act back on it because their financial backers have large stakes in this company, he added. Blood Money, Why the Powerful Turn a Blind Eye While China Kills Americans, published by HarperCollins, is available now in hardcover, ebook, and audiobook. Breitbart News Saturday airs on SiriusXM Patriot 125 from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Eastern.